Thank you, Mr. Chair. Allow me to start by congratulating you on the assumption of your position as chair and by saying that you can count on the full support of my delegation. Mr. Chair, the Netherlands is concerned about the humanitarian harm caused in many of today's armed conflicts, in particular the growing threat of non-state actors and state actors that do not respect or even willingly violate international law. As a key pillar of IHL, the CCW can and must play a role in addressing these challenges. The faithful implementation of the existing protocols and identifying ways to strengthen implementation are important steps in this end. In addition, doubling our efforts to further universalize the CCW is an important step to strengthen the norms set by the Convention and its annex protocols. On Amendment Protocol 2, we welcome the work undertaken on the issue of IEDs in the past years. We support the proposal by Japan. The adoption of the updated political declaration by AP2 is a positive signal which should be duly recognized by the REFCON. At the same time, it should give an impetus to our continued work on this topic. Within our work, we should also take into account efforts undertaken under the Anti-Personal Mind Ban Convention, the UNGA First Committee, and other relevant fora. Moreover, given that explosive remnants of war and abandoned stockpiles of munitions are an important source of precursors for IEDs, we should further explore how the effective implementation of Protocol 5 can also contribute to our counter-IED efforts. Addressing the threat of explosive remnants of war through the universalization and full implementation of Protocol 5 remains a matter of importance for my delegation. Turning to the issue of mines other than anti-personnel mines, the Netherlands is of the view that the high contracting parties should continue to consider the issue and provide space for high contracting parties to share policies and good practices on a voluntary basis. Sharing knowledge and identifying good practices on the implementation of amended Protocol 2. Voluntary exchanges should not impede on the legitimate security concerns of any high contracting parties while simultaneously providing a platform to discuss the practices and policies that aim to address the humanitarian challenges which may arise from the use of MOTAPAM. The Netherlands joins other delegations in calling for further discussions on the implementation of Protocol 3. We have taken note of the various reports on the humanitarian consequences of the indiscriminate use of incendiary weapons. Given that this protocol has no own annual meeting, we are of the view that the annual meeting of high contracted parties should continue to consider this issue. Mr. Chair, the Netherlands has noted the arguments brought forward by several delegations that many of the humanitarian concerns raised stemming from mines other than anti-personnel mines and incendiary weapons can be addressed through the strict implementation of the existing protocols. It would follow from this logic that sufficient time should be made available in relevant meetings to discuss the implementation and strengthen the implementation of these protocols with the view of minimizing the humanitarian effects of these weapons. Thank you, Chair. That was all.